So today we are reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and it's chapter, this is Madhya Lila, chapter 7, and text 152 is on board. There was some problem actually with this verse, because maybe some of you don't know that the Chaitanya Charitamrita that I have in my house, it has a purport on... It has no purport, actually, on the text 53. But here he's got it. So we were back and forth, me and Urjeshwari. It's some printing problem, but do you have a purport on the 153 here? Yeah? On the Veda base, okay. So it's on the Veda base. That. So what we'll do? We'll read the this one. This one is 152. Yeah, Shraddhakari. That's the one on board. Shraddhakari, yeah. And, yeah, so and yeah, we'll do this one today. And I'll finish off the chapter. It's just a couple of more verses. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Prabhupada. One who hears these pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great faith, will surely very soon attain the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Purport. When a person actually revives his consciousness with thoughts of Krishna, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he revives his spiritual life and becomes addicted to the service of the Lord. Only then can he act as an acharya. In other words, everyone should engage in preaching, following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this way, one will be very much appreciated by Lord Krishna and will quickly be recognized by him. Actually, a devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must engage in preaching in order to increase the followers of the Lord. By thus preaching actual Vedic knowledge all over the world, one will benefit all mankind. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Malitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Datati Svapadandikam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukam Kuroti Vachalam Pangalam Gayate Girim, Yakripata Maham Bande Shri Guru Dinatarinam. By the mercy of the spiritual master, blind man can see stars in the sky. By the mercy of the spiritual master, a lame man can cross mountains. And by the mercy of the spiritual master, a dumb man like me can speak few words today on Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. I offer my humble obeisances to the lotus feet of my spiritual master. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimati Tamala Krishna Goswamini Tinamine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Vedanda Swamini Tinamine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shinnabandi Paskyadate Sattarine. And my humble obeisances to all devotees present here, all those who are present online and all the Vaishnavas in the universe and outside the universe, all the way to the spiritual world. Vanchakalpa dhruvyascha kripa sindhuvya ivacha paditanam pavani vyo Vaishnavi vyo namo nama. So, I'm very happy to see all of you today. Blissful in Krishna consciousness, we had, considering the circumstances of the current circumstances in the world, but the preaching has made some noise. Devotees, they've been completing the marathon by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Acharya. So everyone is well. We haven't suffered any casualty, except devotees are tired from the task of distributing this transcendental literature. So on the 8th of January, we will have a festival. Unfortunately, we'll be on Zoom, not personally, due to the current pandemic circumstances. And we will thank everyone properly, nicely. As I wrote in the letter, that formally you would get a cookie for your month of sacrifice. But there will be no cookie online on Zoom. But you will surely be embraced by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was on that spot there. I never forget. It was 1989. I won a marathon that year. Pramanava, you were around there at that time. It was a huge, big festival, and we were rushing to come. I got arrested the day before. We had all this collection in the car, and they let it go a few devotees, and I got arrested for speeding from Sheffield to Leicester. We were traveling, Sangitan traveling, and I couldn't speak much English, so they had an interpreter, an Italian lady. And she was questioning me, "Who is your boss?" And I said, "It's Mr. Krishna." "And where is he? Where is he? Where is he? Where is he stationed? Where is his office?" And I said, I gave the address. I showed the address also from the book, Bhaktivedanta Manor. "What is he doing now? Can we reach him on the phone? Can we?" And because they sold this Lakshmi there. There was bags and bags on Lakshmi that we didn't even have the time to bank it. We were so busy distributing books. Anyway, I was very happy inside myself. I said, even if I missed the festival, that's fine. It was like, even though I was detained by the authority, but I was free bird. After a marathon, you feel blissful. And so anyway, they said, "You get paid anything for, all this money here? What is this?" I said, "No, I don't get a wage. I'm a priest, a monk. These are my devotional clothes, and I don't get any money." "Nothing?" I said, "Well, there is festival tomorrow and I will get something. What do you get? I said, I'll get a cookie. Every year we do this. We distribute books, collect donations, and we get a cookie. They thought I was messing around, but it was the truth. Anyway, so they let me go. And they got a Srimad, the lady who translated got a Srimad Bhagavatam, part one. I gave it to her. I said, you will understand, I can't speak good English, but you will understand more by reading these books, who we are, what we do, what is the purpose of our charity, and what is why we distribute these books. You just read. And I gave a book to the judge as well. I said, you know, if you let me go, I won't charge you any donation. You don't have to give anything. Anyway, so I was not convicted, but they gave a fine, you know, only I had to pay a fine. Gauraprush Prabhu, Prabhupada Disciple, had to come and pick me up for speeding on a motorway. So I came here and in time for the festival, and it was there. Shivaram Swami embraced, I said, are you okay? He embraced me, and then I said, it's wonderful to be embraced, you know, by a saintly person like you. And he said, never mind my embrace, you have been embraced by Lord Chaitanya. He said, all the book distributors, when they distribute books, Lord Chaitanya, in a subtle form, he comes and he embraces the devotee. Surely. So I felt, I said, what a reward, you know, for doing this activity, to be embraced by God. It's not a small thing, you know. And talking about the embrace, this verse is all about that, actually. When Krishnadas Kaviraj says, it gives this affirmation here, one who hears these pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great faith will surely very soon attain the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what is this pastime? Is that he went to South India and he met the a special devotee, Kurma. And Mahaprabhu, the Kurma, this special devotee, he washed the feet of Mahaprabhu. The whole family, they worshipped Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They drank all the water. Then they fed the Lord very nicely with prasadam, and then the Lord took off, and Kurma, he was so in trance that he wanted to follow, leave the family and follow the Lord. And the Lord said, no, you go back, take care of your family, and your duty is to preach. The Lord embraced him, and then he said, your duty is to preach. And deliver the old South India. And Kurma, of course, he fainted, and then he went back home. And Lord Chaitanya was moving back towards Jagannath Puri again, but before he distantiated himself too much, there was another Brahman, who had a leprosy, Vasudev. And this Brahmana went, he heard that this saintly person came to Kurma's house and he was searching for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this Brahmana was a special personality. He was a very sick with leprosy. and he had pulse all over his body, and he had worms into his body, and occasionally the worms, they would fall down on the ground, and he would pick them up and put them back on the wound of his body, because he didn't want to create any stress. He didn't want the worms to die or to go hungry, and he put them back on his body. How merciful is that type of consciousness? It's very difficult to understand when, while you are suffering with your body, and the cause of suffering is also increased by the worm eating up your flesh and your blood and going deep into your system. So you surely want to minimize, the first instinct is to minimize the suffering, to get rid of all the worms and then all the infection. But no, like in the ninth canto, there's a very nice statement. The Lord Vishnu has another name, Prajvara. Prajvara it's got two meanings. One is he comes at the time of death, like a high fever. And the other meaning is also he comes in the form of disease. But the devotees, they embrace this Prajvara. They see that's the Lord coming to me. So they embrace the disease. Whereas non-devotees, they try to get rid of it. So Vasudev was like that. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is in the heart of everyone, he could understand that there is someone wanting to see me, a great devotee. So he turned back. That's the love of the Lord. He turned back to the house of Kurma, and he saw Vasudeva, the leper. And Mahaprabhu, he fell in ecstasy and embraced him, embraced this devotee with a leprosy, tight to his chest, to his heart. Because he could understand that this person has a lot of love, very compassionate, and he has a lot of love for me. And Mahaprabhu instructed both of them, Vasudeva Datta, this one? No, it's a different Vasudeva, yes. Vasudeva the leper. And he told Kurma, both of them, you become Acharya. Well, actually, after Mahaprabhu embraced him, Vasudeva the leper became beautiful. From being embraced by the Lord, the body became not just cured from the disease, but very effulgent, beautiful. And so much so that he was afraid of becoming proud of his beauty. And the Lord said, you just chant Hare Krishna and preach, and you will never become proud. One who preach, he can never. Then anyway, if you go back and you can read there, it's very nice. The formula given by the Lord to combat pride is to chant Hare Krishna and preach. And you will never, it's impossible to be proud. So that's the embrace of the Lord. We were talking about what Shivaram Swami was saying many, many years ago. For anyone who preach this transcendental message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's, you see, Vasudeva and Kurma, they were just devotees of the Lord. They were not yet preacher. And they became very dear to the Lord, and They were embraced by the Lord just by being a lover of the Lord. What to speak when you preach? You follow the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord surely will turn back from wherever he is and he will run towards his devotee because you're doing his wish, you're fulfilling his desire. The Lord came 500 years ago here as a preacher. He didn't come as a Uttama Adhikari to display his beautiful trance. Of course, that came, you know, by naturally as a side effect. But the main purpose and desire for the Lord coming is to do what we are doing now, was to preach and give people a chance to come back home, back to Godhead. And that is why this pastime is so transcendental and purifying that anyone who hears this pastime will soon be embraced by the Lord. That's the affirmation of Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And then there's a couple more verses, and then he says, I admit that I do not know. Let me put my glasses on. I admit that I do not know the beginning of the end or the end of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. However, whatever I have written, I've heard from the mouths of great personalities, which are the six Goswamis. Verse 154. O devotees, please do not consider my offenses in this regard. Your lotus feet are my only shelter. This is Krishnadas Kaviraj speaking. And then the last verse of the chapter 155. I'm just consuming them because there is no purport. So I'm not doing an injustice to the next speaker. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishnadas, narrate the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, 7th chapter, describing the start of the Lord's tour of South India and the liberation of the Brahmana Vasudeva. So it's beautiful that this is an assurance that makes the devotee more convinced that what we are doing is a bona fide. Even if we get arrested, even if we get harassed by people, even if we encounter so many difficulties, Adi Atmika, Adi Bodhika, Adi Devika. Adi Devika is launching, throwing all these difficulties with the pandemic. Those are natural calamities, disease. But nothing can stop a devotee from fulfilling the desire of Sri Krishna. And naturally the protection is there. We always live with the mood of Mare Krishna Rake Ke, Rake Krishna Mare Ke. You know, whether the Lord wants me to carry on my service and protect me, he can do so. But if he wants to kill me and stop my service, he can do so. We are simply at the mercy of Krishna. I read this pastime to my son, Goranga, yesterday, day before yesterday, and he was like, you know, very much touched by the compassion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming back, you know, to search for this devotee. This is the mood of the Lord. As soon as we try to become preachers, then the Lord will search for us. I've done for many years distributed books, and I feel on my own because it's very lonely activity. You know, it's like you go out and you have to face the mind, the element, the cold, the unfavorable people, the gunas, but devotees, they have this Ekya Kurunandana, this firm conviction that this is the highest, is the highest activity that can possibly be performed in this world to help someone to come back to Krishna. So even though you feel alone, many of you have done this marathon and you do it for many years because, as it says in the purport, you become addicted. It's not that, you know, you've got devotees, brahmacharis for 30, 40 years around. Look, Pramanava is been around for many years. Why does he still go out and distribute books? Because he's got an addiction for it. And Sutapa, Guru Shakti. We have, you know, Sutapa, even though it's been given different types of service, zonal supervisor as a GBC, and so many school of bhakti, so many, but this is all preaching. But you can see that at the time of the calling of the Lord, you know, they leave everything, these devotees, to go out and distribute books. It's very direct way how to make devotees. Like yesterday we were watching this news, and they showed a clip of a film, you know, just recently. They made a movie of a devotee lady, and she received a book from my wife. She was made a devotee by my wife, Maharani. We were watching yesterday, and Carmen, what was the name of the movie? Whatever. But anyway, it'll be coming out on 2022, and they made a movie out of this lady. She was the first color lady to form a rock band. She's half Ethiopian, Maharani. I don't know, you must have heard about her, Maharani. She's friend with your sister, and she was initiated by Jayatirtha. My wife gave her a book, but then, you know, I think she passed away recently. But her daughter made a movie about the story of the mother, how she became Hare Krishna and so on and so forth. So you can see, you never know who will take the book. Of course, everyone is important, not just the celebrities. Anyone you meet and receive the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a special recipient. That person is being inspired by Krishna. It's like every morning I get up, during the morning I was thinking, I'm taking shower, and then the recipient of my book, the person who is going to receive my book, is also getting up, and I'm having breakfast, and that person is also having breakfast. I'm going out, you know, for a purpose, but that person is planning to go out to do some shopping, but he doesn't know that the Lord is tricking him in the heart. Yes, go there. Like, you know, I met someone, oh, I was planning to go to London and do my shop, but I came to Uxbridge because I was not feeling well yesterday. I mean, and I said, you know why? The Lord in your heart, he wanted you to come here today and get this book from me. Said, oh, maybe. I said, karma is like what goes around comes around. I said, because your consciousness is ready, you are fertile now to receive the mercy of the Lord. There you are. I'm just a delivery man. So anyway, he took a Bhagavad Gita, a very nice boy. And he said, yeah, you never know what there is there around the corner. It's not by chance. Krishna prepares our consciousness, and he prepares the consciousness of the receivers. He already knows, just like the battle of Kurukshetra. Krishna already knew who was going to be killed, by who. And he said, the battle is already done. Don't worry. You just fight and get the credit. So all I have to do, all we have to do, is to go out. And the books, they've already, it's already planned. I never had a failure on book distribution. I can never remember a day that I went out and it was a failure. There's always someone, even if you give one book, like on Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, day before yesterday, disappearance day of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, I was not feeling good. I was not well. I said, but still I want to go out and I want to do one Bhagavad Gita to please Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. So I came out, I just went out and I came out, I arrived on the spot and because, you know, it's the experience actually is your best teacher. You know that once you go out there, the headache will go, the feeling of your body will go, and something will happen. Isn't that, Sutapa Prabhu? It's always, no matter the difficulty we have, we carry with the mind, with the body, the Lord somehow or another, he helps. And so I said, let me video this. So I made a little video and I posted it on Facebook, and the way I felt. Then I went out and I did more than one Bhagavad Gita, and then I felt okay the rest of the day. So that means the Lord is carrying, you know, our activity, the consciousness, even if you feel when you don't do anything, it's like, you know, you feel the pain more. But when you distract yourself and keep busy doing something, isn't that, then everything else, you take off your mind from the pain, you know, from the unwell feeling. But the business of distributing books is so transcendental that not only frees you from the pain, but it gives you the happiness that we are all looking for. And then you become addicted, as it says, yeah, isn't it? Or is the verse before? I put my glasses. It's interesting, it's very nice purport. When a person actually revives his consciousness with thoughts of Krishna by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he revives his spiritual life and becomes addicted to the service of the Lord. So this addiction you know, the best service is to preach. And that addiction, just like a drug addicted, why is he attached to it? Why is he addicted? It's because he remembers the pleasure. There is something, very high pleasure, rasa. You like a dessert very much. And because you remember the taste of it, that's called addiction. So you keep taking it. People, they're addicted to coffee. People addicted to, different types of sense perceptions. You know, whatever we touch with our senses, there is some kind of addictions there that makes us doing the same thing again and again and again. But the greatest addiction is a devotional service, preaching. Once you preach, then that's it. Like, you know, Govinda is addicted to chanting Hare Krishna, Harinam. You know, you arrest him, no Harinam, for 1 week or two. He'll feel miserable. It's he'll feel miserable. Is it correct or not? You will feel miserable because the soul, it needs the addiction. You know, spiritually we need to feed this addiction. And devotional service is like that. So, Srila Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is the greatest guru. He's taught us something beautiful. He taught us how to enjoy. Sometimes we think Krishna consciousness, very austere. You know, 69, get up early. Abstaining from sex life and, you know, intoxication, gambling, and so on and so forth. But the little that we know, there is an addiction, hidden addiction there as a reward. That's why parandrishtva nivartate. You know, once you taste the preaching activity, when if you tell someone something about Krishna, about God, you feel good. You feel good because you have given a chance to that person to again reunite with God. And you feel good, Krishna feels good, everyone around you feels, it creates a very devotional environment. That's why people, they're attracted to the devotees. It's not the physical, it's not the technique. Sometimes devotees, can you teach me some technique how to get people to stop and how to get, you know, the books going out. It's not about technique. Devotional service, preaching is not there aren't techniques for preaching. The only thing that one requires is the pure desire and sincerity to please the Lord. Today I'm yours, I want to please you. I want to tell someone something about you. And that's all. And if we do that sincerely, doesn't matter, even if 1 hour, 3 hours, I go out 3 hours every day. For me, it's like all year around. It's like the month of December. But I enjoy it. It's my sadhana. I may be lacking from getting up early. I chant offensive rounds. Actually, I have to confess everything today on this. And I'll declare it on my class, so that the whole world will know, and I don't care if I get criticized. I chant my rounds on the clicker, my 13, 14 rounds between people. When I go out on Sangitan, they're my best rounds. When I am at home, you know, I do many things with a hand in a big bag, you know, I try to do emails, try to do this, try to do that. Completely offensive, arguing with a wife. So many distractions are there. And then I sometimes for 1 hour I go hand in a big bag and still two rounds. They don't flow nicely, they don't. But when I'm out on books, I because there is always interval, what do you call it, space between one person and another person, then I chant, the clicker, Hare Krishna. It's a good way for me to keep tuned up with the Lord and remember, why am I doing this? And I'm asking for service. Why am I clicking on my clicker? I ask those questions myself. Please, please engage me. Please engage me. Please let this person take the book. So, and I feel good. Those are my rounds. Of course, the best rounds are in the morning early with on the beats. But I spoke about this to Shivaram Swami some years back. I wanted to ask this question to my Guru Maharaj, but of course he passed away 20 or 30 years ago. It's okay for me to chant my rounds like this. And anyway, I don't want devotees to do the same thing. It's my own personal thing. You can chant your rounds on Tulsi, on a big bag, in your big bag, and in the morning early, and carry on doing the way Prabhupada, has advised us to do it. That's the ideal thing. But anyway, so I stopped the class here and ask if there is any questions, any comment. Or any correction, or anything more on this subject? We got, yes, Govinda Prabhu.
Thank you for your interesting class and your honest class. My question is, you mentioned that both Vasudevs were lovers of God, but they weren't preachers. And I'm wondering, how did they actually come to the platform of becoming lovers of God without preaching?
That's a good question. How do you become a lover of God without preaching? It's impossible. Okay, number one, Vasudeva the leper and Kurma, those, they are individuals that they partake into the pastimes of the Lord. There is one purport in Bhagavatam where Prabhupada says, all those who can see Krishna face to face or embraced by him, all those surrounding Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, those are not ordinary souls. Even at the core of us, Duryodhana, and then Prabhupada gave the example. I don't know if you remember. He said he gave the example of the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law. Said if you want to teach a lesson to the daughter-in-law, then you chastise your own daughter. You heard about that. Prabhupada used that a lot. So the Lord, he uses his own devotees to teach us a lesson. Now, that's one point. I say it is impossible from my own reflective analysis because without preaching to your mind, first of all, to become a lover of God, you have to become sober from Maya. And to become sober from Maya, you have to preach to your mind. We carry an empire around they're all person, the intelligence, the mind, the senses. These are all entities that we have to deal with them on a daily basis. We have a conflict with them. The senses, they always want something and we have to refrain, you know, from giving to them. That's why we say we control the mind. Because it's a personality. Visuchina. The mind is like a maidservant of the intelligence and the soul. The soul is the king of the body, Puranjan. So there are many personalities in the body, and we have to, even if you don't preach to people, we have to preach to those personalities to become a sane person, to become a yogi. But even a yogi, you know, Bhavanam Jamanam Mante Gyavanam Mamprapadyat, because he doesn't preach, or a jnani, because they don't preach, so it takes many, 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 many lifetimes of Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurlabha to anoint the eyes with the bhakti. A bhakti comes from preaching, or being a recipient of someone who is preaching to you. It's a fruit that only grows on a preaching tree, and never, you know, you cannot develop a love of Godhead just like that. You know, you have to do something. You can preach to yourself. Preach to your mind to become a good person, moral, ethical. And then maybe some love will come. I don't know. I was trying to go a little bit more deep. Maybe, Sutapa, you can give some additional. Is it possible to develop love for Krishna without preaching? Yes?
I just had a comment about something else.
Oh, okay. So does it make sense what I said? Okay. Yes.
Thank you, Prabhu, for a beautiful class. just a comment, and if you want to share something on it. You were talking about how when we're on the street, sometimes it feels very lonely. I think I definitely can relate to that. But then I've also heard you say, and many of us have experienced, that sometimes on the street you also feel closest to Prabhupada and closest to Krishna. And I thought it's just very, very interesting that sometimes the place where you feel the loneliest can also be the place where you feel the most connected, because it seems almost that in that loneliness one just finds Krishna, finds Prabhupada.
Thank you for saying that. Because yes, that's that loneliness makes you reflecting more and more that there is a sambhoga there, you know, in the heart. Krishna is there with you. All the acharyas, they're watching you. All the residents of the spiritual world, they're actually watching you when you bring people close to Krishna. So, yeah, it's all about awareness. We have to become aware. The Vipralamba and Sambhoga, it's there. They're both there, present, together. Because, you know, you're away from the association of devotees, from the temple, from a family, and, you know, we've been in many, many dangers. Situations, but then you call up on the Lord, you know, please help me. I remember one instance many, many years ago. I was very sick. It was the beginning. I was a brahmachari, and I had a headache. In those days, you know, we were doing sankirtan because we were told to do. Not because you wanted to do it. You remember in those days, we had to go out. We had a quota, you know. And it was not I don't blame the leaders, because there was a need for money in those days. The pressure was from the Acharya, from Bhagavan. And I was very sick. I was not well. I was very weak. I had a flu. And I couldn't, and I was dropped somewhere. I can't even remember the place, because my state of mind, you know, was like, you know, I was just trying to survive, to hold my body and my head on my legs, and then carrying the books, and then thinking about, oh my God, I cannot go back to the temple. If I haven't collected 90 pounds, those days the quota was 90 pounds. And sometimes, you know, you came back to the temple late and there was no prasada there, because you came late and everything was gone. Many times I went to bed hungry as a brahmachari. I'm not trying to play the violin, you know, to be a victim. It's just not just me, that there was many devotees. We have so, that's why, you know, I have so much respect for Prabhupada disciples. The austerity, the yajna, and the sacrifice, you know, they went through. It's unfathomable, you know. It's anyway, I felt so sick that day that I said, okay, what to do? I felt very lonely. I was like, oh, I should have stayed in Italy. My mother would have made me a nice plate of spaghetti. You know, I was not married. I didn't have any attachment. And I was thinking of my mother. I said, what's wrong with my mind? Why am I? Let me think of Krishna. And I felt, I didn't even have a guru at that time. No guru. But the Lord was there, and I felt that presence very strongly. And it kept me, you know, going all day, that conviction, you know, I'm not on my own. I felt the presence of Krishna, the presence of the Acharya. It was a good feeling, you know. I didn't feel like an orphan, you know. Like I had many friends brought up in a monastery, orphans, and it's terrible feeling when you are on your own without parents, especially when you are abused, and you know, you can't even call out the name of your parents because you don't know who they are. You don't even know where you came from. I had a friend of mine, you know, that he took his life a few years ago. This feeling of loneliness is very powerful. But we, like it says in the purport here, when a person actually revives his consciousness, he becomes aware. That's what it means, revives. He becomes aware with thoughts of Krishna. You know, that is in our heart. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he revives his spiritual life and becomes addicted to service of the Lord. Then you feel that you're not on your own anymore, because the old thing is revived, you know. And that's what propels you to carry on your service. And it doesn't matter, you know. The Christian came to me yesterday, said, you know, when you die, you will not go to heaven from what you're doing. This is blasphemy. And there was a lady, I was an Indian lady from Goa, Christian. I said, you know what, I don't mind. Even if I take a birth, I'm not lonely. You know, I know that the Lord will be with me, even in my next life, and the life after if you carry on doing these and I keep bothering people like you, I said it to her, birth after birth, I don't mind. I don't want to go to heaven. I want to be your eternal botherator. I said it to her. Anyway, so she gave a little donation, you know. Didn't take the book, though. £1 donation. Yeah, I think you take £1. Anyway, Srila Prabhupada has saved us. Anything else? Premanova? Yeah, to get a donation and get lost. Anything from Guru Shakti? Something? Any of you? Anyway, thank you so much for your service on behalf of Srila Prabhupada. Thank you for having me here today, and I hope to serve you for lives and lifetime to come. Haribo, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.